He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
I should say, take your seats and get ready. I'm going to change my open mystery to get your mask, then get ready, get your divider, get your plexiglass, get your cardboard, get your shield, get your blanket.
Get your protective cone.
It's totally COVID-19. So we just got to do everything a little bit different because my name is Emerson. You're not, but welcome to School Talk. Our main line here at 244 at WBDG. That's 244-9234. Email is something else. I changed my email. Well,
could just say wbdg.radio@wayne.k12.in.
That's a better one to say. Yeah. So
it's kind of long, but
say it again.
It'll work. wbdg.radio@wayne.k12.
Say it 10 times. No, I'm just kidding.
wbdg.radio.
Just trying to wake my folks up. You know,
trying to wake myself up.
Well,
Friday's always a little earlier since we do this show.
It's early.
You know, I can't roll in here at 7:10 like usual.
Yeah, I can't roll in.
Get here at 6:50. That 20 minutes makes a difference.
Yeah, I get in right before we go on the air. I think he's coming.
Well, you're here in studio now. You're not in the basement.
I know. So. That was kind of fun. That was kind of interesting.
It was different.
Yeah, but we got a guest in the studio, so we're going to get right to our guest.
The person that allowed us to be here.
The guest that allowed us to be here. Our guest is the person that allowed us to be in the basement.
We'll be out of the basement.
And out of the basement.
Yeah, that's right.
A little bit of both. You know, so we got some news, talk about some COVID updates and information. We're going to talk about that. Some personal stuff I want to throw out there on the hotline also. Before I get to my guest, always we got things going on at Ben Davis High School, and that part freaks me out. Because we just came off of fall break?
Yep.
And that didn't seem like it to me because I didn't see a lot of kids going by my house. Like, usually when they get out of school, go by my house, whole bunch of kids making a lot of noise and stuff like that. I'll be waving at them and stuff like that. But I didn't see no kids.
It was different.
It was different.
Yeah.
It was different.
So are you saying there might be some things over here on the...
What's that thing we call that thing?
It's...
Oh, my God!
Wait, it's birthday
song. Remember
this?
Oh!
Because yesterday was your birthday.
Yeah, it sure was.
So happy birthday,
thank
Emerson.
Thank you.
We would sing you happy birthday, but we cannot do that
right
now.
Oh, God, I wouldn't try singing me. You put me up. Man, you're talking about hurting my ears. Y'all can probably sing. Like I said, sang. Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway.
Had the big 6'6".
Wow.
6'6", 66.
You're the world's best honorary teenager.
I like that.
All right.
That made me laugh, too.
Now, seriously, what's on the big board? Right. Well, we've got a couple of sports updates here on the big board. Of course, tonight, Ben Davis football, the Giants travel to Southport to take on the Cardinals. That's a 7 o'clock start tonight. Ticket link, I think, is out there on our Twitter. So if you go out and look at that or you look at Giant Athletics Twitter, you can find the ticket link for tonight's game as the Giants travel to Southport. We'll have pregame coverage at 6:15. And then, Emerson, in a true sign of this year has gone way slow, but it's also gone way fast, Ben Davis girls basketball.
Wow.
Next Saturday, the Lady Giants open up at the Center Grove Invitational. They'll be taking on Fishers at 10 a.m. and HSE at 6. And by the way, you know, those are just two of the best teams in the state. But, hey, you know, you get right in there. Coach Stan Benge back on the sidelines this year.
Hey.
Coach Benge won 4 state titles, a national title, and 519 games here.
He coached my daughter.
Hey. Yeah, he has 670-some now. So Coach Benge is back. And, of course, you can follow us on all of our social media at WBDG Indy. And we even created a TikTok, and the kids are doing great things there at Giant 90.9.
Woo!
And I think that's going to be...
Walla, 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 walla. Bang, bang, walla, walla. Ben, bang, walla. Bam, bitch, he's back! I'm sorry, it's a different show. I got to slow down.
And we need to get him on our show.
I know. So I got awesome guests in the studio. I was going to talk about some update, some COVID-19 Ben Davis information, because you guys can't walk the hallways and see what I see, because I can't walk the hallways and see what I see. So we're going to find out what she sees when she walks the hallways here at Ben Davis High School. So I got the proud principal of Ben Davis High School, a mother of three beautiful daughters. She's a principal by title, but educator by choice, y'all. God, push the button. Push the magic button for the boss, the principal of the big school, Ben Davis, Miss Sandra Squire. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Emerson.
Wake up. I'm so glad to see you. Well, I can see. I can see your eyeballs.
That's right.
We're all wearing masks. Good morning.
Smiling eyes.
Yes. Yeah.
We always save hail to the chief for when we have the principal
here. So, yeah. Yep. So proud to have you on the big show. First this year, your first time on back on this year. And first of all, thank you for allowing me to be. Let me do what I do here on Giant 90.9.
Absolutely. It's not the same without
you. We appreciate you. So now we got all the stuff out of the way. Stuff and things going on. COVID-19 still running the gamut. Nobody's immune from it. On the personal side, my sister called last night from Terre Haute. She just tested positive.
Oh goodness, sorry
for COVID-19.
Wow.
And my other sister, she just got over. She's in Evansville. She got over it. And my daughter, who's in Terre Haute, she got over it. And unfortunately, I lost three of my friends. To COVID-19. COVID-19 is real, y'all. So are you folks out there thinking it's fake, phony? It's for real. It's got our schools different. Our schools are different. So we're going to talk about how Ben Davis is different because we still got to teach our young people.
That's right.
So I got the principal. She's in the house this morning. So how's it going?
It's going well. I'm just glad that we're back in school, that, you know, we do get to see the students, even in this new hybrid. It was difficult to not see students for several months. So, you know, it's fun to be able to see them and be able to talk to them in the hallway.
I know we rely so much on our parents, the parents, to watch their children. So if their child is sick, keep their child at home. Are those conversations hard with the principal and the teachers, or teachers and the principal?
The parents are doing a great job. Parents are self-reporting when students get sick, when they're positive or just ill. They're letting us know, and we're working closely with our nurses and our head nurse in Wayne Township to make the decisions to quarantine students if they have symptoms, and encouraging them to get tested. And so the parents have done an extraordinary job keeping us informed.
Yeah, a lot of times I always say, if parents want to know what's going on in the school, just come to the school, you know, make an appointment so you can meet with your teachers and walk and then see what's going on in the hallway. So how are the kids doing?
Kids are doing okay. I mean, I think, you know, everybody's kind of solemn right now. I mean, you know, this is not an easy time in our country. And so we don't hear the kind of the joy that you normally hear in school. But part of that is because, you know, we are different. I mean, we're in a hybrid. And then we are in isolation because we separate by 6 feet throughout the building. In every classroom, we separate by 6 feet. Lunchroom, our lunchroom is designed so that there are individual desks, and every student has an assigned seat. So think about high school. You don't have assigned seats in lunch at high school. Got all your friends sitting at a table together laughing and joking. Yeah. And now they're 6 feet apart in an individual desk, so it's very quiet. And so that's difficult. And so, our job as educators is to make sure that we're keeping spirits up. We're trying to keep things as normal as we possibly can. You know, we've been able to have some clubs and sports, not many, some that are virtual as far as the clubs. But we're trying to keep things as normal as possible and keep kids' spirits up and keep the focus on their academic success and make sure that they're doing okay.
Okay.
You know?
When you say hybrid, like in the mattress world, a hybrid is a mattress. A hybrid mattress is a mattress with individual pocketed coils and foam as your support base. With a car, a hybrid is a car that has gasoline and it also has electricity for the power. So in school, hybrid means something different.
It does. It does. Hybrid means we don't have all of our students in the building at the same time.
Okay.
And so we have, you know, just half the students on Monday, Tuesday, the other half on Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday it's virtual. So students are in person 2 days a week.
Okay.
And then they're learning virtually 3 days a week.
Okay. Now, what affects that number? Does something, what would affect us being more virtual than, I guess, having kids in the school?
Yeah. So right now we go with the Marion County Health Commissioner and the recommendations that come out of the Marion County Health as far as, you know, what our school looks like. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're in the hybrid right now. But this hybrid allows us to social distance in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we do have a positive case and we contact trace, we do not have to quarantine very many.
Okay.
You know, so that we're not quarantining 40 or 50 students because we're all packed together in a classroom. So
yeah.
So it allows, you know, it's safe. It's safer and allows us to mitigate risk as we have less students in the class every day.
That's good. That's good. That's good. So I got a couple of questions. Those weren't my questions.
Those weren't my questions. You didn't email me any of those questions.
They weren't my questions. Because those things, you got to deal with that every day you come into the building. You got to deal with the teachers. You got to deal with the staff, which is the same thing as teachers. But then you got the custodial staff, too. But it's I know it feels different. So getting into my questions, how do you create a sense of belonging when you can't be around? Like, you know, I'm a hugger. I can't hug, I can't touch, can't tag, you know. And then when you're around folks a lot, you like being, you feel when you get so much energy from being with them. But this is different. So how do you get that sense of belonging in this type of environment?
You know, I think it's just about genuine relationships. It is difficult. I like to read expressions, and I can't read expressions. So usually if I'm walking the hallway, I can tell if a student's upset by just looking at their face. And right now I can only see their eyes. So we do have to change how we interact. But ultimately, it's about genuine relationships. Our teachers have built great relationships with the students.
Mm-hmm.
They have great relationships with each other. And I think that, as you know, as long as we rely on those genuine relationships, then we can continue to have that sense of belonging. You know, we're a large school. We say it all the time. We're proud that we're a large school. There's a reason they call us giants.
Yeah.
At the same time, we do want to make sure that it feels small. And when people kind of find their area, whether it's a teacher within a department or within an activity or a sport, it helps us to create that small school feeling inside a large school.
Please remember the second question. How do you enable and the teamwork? Like, for instance, in the past, well, you just have your meeting, stuff like that. But now you need, and for teamwork and collaboration, I can never say that word, collaboration. How can I come? I can't say
that. We're still collaborating.
How do you do it? I mean,
we just do it virtually. I mean, but we're still collaborating. Mm-hmm. Our departments are still meeting. We just had three meetings this past week for all of our impact teachers, the sophomore teachers one day, junior teachers one day, senior teachers another day. I still have my leadership meetings, my cabinet meetings, and our cross-content teams that go through professional development. They're going to still be meeting. And in fact, today our leaders, which are teacher leaders of those professional developments, are meeting today all day long to organize the professional development in the building. That hasn't changed. We just do it from our offices and classrooms on the computer. And we do have to make sure that, like, for example, when I'm running a meeting, I don't like to be a talking head. I was never a talking head in the classroom. I like interaction.
Yeah.
And so the first few times I ran meetings, I felt like everybody's just staring at me on the screen. And that was a little disconcerting. And so I decided that I can't support what I don't know.
Oh.
So I decided to change my meetings so that they were asynchronous at times. And I put some meetings on It's Learning. And on Google Classroom, which are the two platforms that we use with our students.
Okay.
So that way I could understand what teachers were doing in the classroom and how they were teaching. But it also made it more interactive so that I could create, I did an Edpuzzle video and I did a Loom video and I did some things that were interactive and had some the leaders were responding back to me through that asynchronous meeting.
One thing, and just to jump in, I think one thing that not only Ms. Squire has done, but all the teachers have done this year is we're all learning kind of as we go in this and making changes. So we find out, well, that really didn't work last time. I think I'll do it this way this time. And then we're always changing what we do. Like you said, I've used several different methods that I've never used before. And I've been teaching now, this is my 24th year. I've done things I've never done before as a teacher. So it's been, I think you really hit on that. There's so many different things that we're trying and doing to continue to collaborate with our students. Like today, after we get done here, I'll have a department meeting with the Career Center. And then at 8:30, I'll have my AM class on Google. A Google Meet, and we will we have a guest speaker that'll come in on the Google Meet.
Okay.
Today it's Brad Perdue, who's our maintenance engineer, but this afternoon we have Abdul Hakim Shabazz, who's going to talk to my PM class.
Okay.
So because you know it's political season and he's a political reporter, so he's going to talk about being a political reporter to the PM class. So those are things that I haven't done as much because you know we had a guest from Fort Wayne that was able to Google Meet in with our AM class one day, host a talk show up in Fort Wayne. So he wouldn't have been able to come down to Indianapolis.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So there have been some positives that we would not have had the opportunity to do, I think, by using the Google Meets and things like that.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I think, you know, you point out the fact that we're actually collaborating more because we are all learning together. Right. So when one teacher says, oh, wait, this isn't working, and they tell another teacher, the teacher then shows them something else that's working. And I mean, it is a constant collaboration. We have a lot of professional development on the technology, and we're always talking and working together. And it does give us opportunities to think differently about education and about who we can bring in to Google Meet.
Education. How about technology? Can you think about, remember the time you used to walk the hallway, and if a student showed their cell phone, it was taken away from them. And you wasn't allowed to have an electronic around. It's crazy. I mean, that's just me talking now. But now technology is the cornerstone of your contact, of your communication. It's just crazy. You know, yesterday was my birthday. I'm 66. I understand technology, but it's just amazing how much we rely on the technology now.
Absolutely.
To do our everyday day by day.
Yeah, just to connect.
Just to connect.
Yep.
That is crazy. And that leads to another question, but with less face-to-face, as far as real-time face-to-face, how do you recognize and reward good work? Virtually? Like you send them a virtual handshake or day off? Or
yeah, well, you know.
Pizza?
Because.
Order pizza, that'd do it.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we did ice cream.
We did, we did have ice cream.
We did
that
have
was
ice
delicious.
Cream.
Okay.
So that we rewarded staff. Is that, we had a ice cream. Our administrators went around on a homemade ice cream truck.
It was
okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Britt driving a floor cleaner.
Yeah.
Followed by a drink cart.
Exactly. Pulling the drink cart, looking like an ice cream
with
truck.
With Miss Ernest with her
megaphone. Yep.
And yeah, it was good. There's a video of it, actually.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And then, you know, the week after that, we did food trucks. And so,
okay.
You know, we're trying to do anything we can to kind of keep spirits up. But, you know, the administrators are still going into the classroom to observe teachers because we are socially distanced. So,
okay.
So we can still go into the classroom and have those face to face, or mask to mask observations, if you will. And you know, we're actually given, props, I think, to several teachers through their video. You know, I will attach their videos to my Squire Wire, which is the newsletter that comes out weekly.
I like that.
Yeah, so I mean, I've sent several videos of teachers doing great things. So
I'm actually smiling. You probably can
see. I can see with your eyes.
I saw one of our teachers, let's see, I can't remember what department, but she had a mask on that said, "Trust me, I'm smiling."
Yeah.
That was good.
I've seen some crazy masks, you know, little teeth and stuff, you know, Joker, Joker smiles.
And that's the cool thing, you know, too, with our students is the masks that they're wearing now. Some of them are wearing some very cool masks. It's another way that they can kind of express their individuality.
Absolutely. Is anyone wearing a mask that has their face? Actually has their...
That's a good idea.
I've seen, I've seen those.
It actually has their face.
Oh, you mean like a clear mask?
The, yeah. No, it's a mask like this. Was a picture of the bottom half of their face.
Oh, that's funny.
James Hinchcliffe, the IndyCar driver, had one of those. It had the bottom of his face.
Yeah.
During the Indy, but that fits his personality.
That'd be crazy.
Did it have a scowl or a smile?
It's just like his, you know, he has a beard, so just... Yeah, I don't know how they did it. Yeah,
might have to be a smile, big old cheese smile. Yeah. You know,
if anybody would do it, it would have been James Hinchcliffe.
Yeah, why are you smiling all the time? It's my mask. It's how I roll. You know, so that's one way of showing employees that their work is meaningful. What are some other ways that you show your employees that their work is meaningful? Because they got to be. I mean, this has got to affect teachers.
Absolutely.
It's got to, you know, and I know teachers. You don't get into the teaching profession, you want to be rich.
Nope.
You got to love what you do.
Mr. Goins has a plaque over there in his room that's like, in it for the outcome, not for the income.
Yeah. Yep. You know, so I'm wondering, what else, any other things you do?
Well, I'll tell you, you're going to make me share something that the staff doesn't know yet.
Ooh, making news.
Breaking news.
So we actually have a committee called the SEL committee, which is social emotional learning, that really is talking a lot about both students and staff to make sure that we're checking in with everybody, because we know we can't have happy students if we don't have happy staff. I mean, that I've said that always, and we want to have happy students and we want to have happy staff. So we with everything going on, we want to make sure everybody's doing okay. So we are in the process of creating kind of areas throughout the building where staff can go in and kind of deregulate, re-regulate, decompress.
Down. Yeah.
And so that's on the brink. We're very close to having that created. We've got some things ordered. We have created the first student section, student area. It's in the media center, and we are fine-tuning the processes. So if a student is kind of hyped up, needing to regulate, and needing to just kind of calm down, we'll have a process where we can allow them to go into this area to just kind of chill out and rekey their brain. You know, we call it an amygdala reset station. They did not want to use that term. I don't know why they didn't want to use that term. It made sense to me, amygdala reset station, but it really is a place for you to get your brain back to normal. To get it regulated, because we go into fight or flight when some sort of way we can go into fight.
Because you could call it, I guess you could, you know, I guess it's too relaxed. Call it the chill out zone, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're right. You have to have a spot that you can do that. I know for me, it's become my lunch period.
Yeah,
you know, I go in my office, close the door. Can take the mask off while I'm in there.
Yep.
And just kind of like, okay, I can breathe.
Yeah, put on some music or
23 minutes or 24 minutes.
Yeah.
25 minutes now.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, gain some time?
Yeah.
Why you do that? What'd you do to get that? The principal's here. What'd you say? What'd you do? One thing that always freaks me out, and this is part of my last question. Employer to employees, your boss, your manager, to your staff, principal to teachers, that's different than, I mean, they're like, they work kind of like, they kind of like work with the principal or for the principal.
Mm. No, I don't believe so. I mean, I think my job here is to be a support for teachers. I'm a resource. You know, when teachers need something, whether and sometimes that resource can look authoritarian because I may find that there is a great way to teach or there's some curriculum out there and I have the opportunity to do research and go to conferences and learn from other people because the teachers are in the classroom and they're teaching. Right. They don't have that time to do that.
Right.
And so I may bring that information back to them. But really, I'm just kind of a teacher of teachers is the way I look at it. So I'm trying to bring those resources back to teachers. And then, you know, I'm here to find what teachers need to be successful.
How do you give them the freedom to make those type of decisions and authority make decisions that when they're you are not their quote unquote boss?
We have always been kind of grassroots here at Ben Davis High School. I mean, for example, I mentioned that the professional development teacher leaders are meeting today. They're meeting, they are researching the resources that they're going to use for professional development. And then they will then go lead those teachers. So it's teachers leading teachers. So there's a lot of autonomy, a lot of teacher choice. And I think we've set up a culture where teachers know that they can come to me and let me know if they're upset about something or they need a resource. And I have an open door policy.
I was going to say your door's always open. But I would also say, too, that if you look at the structure of our administration here, I don't know what the percentage is, but almost all of our administrators have been teachers here in this building, which is, I think, a big deal because, you know, our new assistant principal over performing arts is Miss Jessica Ernest. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Ernest has been a teacher, you know, waited, then was a dean. Mm-hmm. And now she's moved up to Mr. Smith's role as kind of the over performing arts and think two other departments. So, you know, that's been the case. Mr. Lyle, Mr. Pratt.
Mr. Claude Felter, Mr. Brown,
Mr. Welch's,
me,
Ms. Wyatt. Yes, all of these people that we just mentioned have been teachers in this building, and for a lot of them for a long time before they became principals. So I think that continues the culture here because they know the Wayne way and the Ben Davis way, and I think that's big.
I'll tell you, we call each other out too. We're having our meetings. If we start to sound like we have forgotten what the classroom is like, we call each other out. We'll say, "Hey, you're
like
starting
fly on that wall."
Yeah, you know? don't forget, right. You know.
But that's so important, and I wanted my listeners to hear from you on these topics because everybody says we got to get our kids back in school. Got to kids, and we all say the same thing. We want our students in school.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody, but you want to do it the right way. You want to do it the safe way. And I wanted people to understand that being a teacher, being a principal, is not like having a job outside the building. It's not the same. It is not the same. Because you are here. Sure, you go to a job because you like it. But this is different. Being a teacher is different. I always said, you know, if the teachers leave the city, I'm leaving too. And if I still believe teachers and law enforcement should be millionaires. You should get paid all the money in the world because you're teaching our young people to be better adults and future leaders of the future. And so I just wanted to bring you in and pick your brains a little bit. I didn't want to put you on the hot spot, but I want people to understand that what you guys do is different, and it's needed. I mean, I see it. I've been seeing this since 2003. You know, as a parent, now as a grandparent, I still see it. And then even the times I was on staff, I still see it. You guys are just special. Push the magic button. I'm going to push the magic button for y'all, for my teachers. And every time a teacher comes to my store, my job, and I find they're a teacher, well, I give them a little discount. But it's like, I'm going to get in trouble for that one. But it's like, I love my teachers.
Yeah.
I love my teachers. Ah, oh, man.
Emerson, we heard on your radio show.
Yeah, I give discounts, y'all, on my product. But I do love my teachers. I love what you guys do, man, because I talk about you. And that's just Emerson talking. Yeah, that's just Emerson talking.
I appreciate that. I feel the same. Our teachers are the cornerstone of our civilization.
Yeah.
Truly believe it and very proud of the teachers here at Ben Davis High School.
Well, I got about 1 minute left before I get you guys back. Y'all got to go to meetings and stuff like that. But I did see something from Wayne Township for Halloween on Wayne Township. It's Wayne Township News. Due to COVID-19 concerns, fire station will be closed this Halloween.
Right. They usually have their candy giveaway.
Yep.
But they will have the drive-through trick and treat line from 6 to 8 on Halloween on 700 North High School Road.
So if the car's moving fast, so they just chuck it in there.
Yeah. And also,
your trunk open and
that's right. Just
and
right in there.
November
probably,
the 3rd.
That's probably how they do it.
School be closed. November the 3rd.
That's great.
School's closed.
Election day.
For election day. So no students. No students in school.
No excuse not to vote.
No excuse not to vote. Yeah. So Principal Squire, I know my time's up. Anything you want to drop in the line before I get you guys back to your meeting?
No, I just thank you so much for allowing me to speak today and for the support you.
Like I'm going to tell us, you can't talk, you know. Yeah.
Thank you for allowing us to do this show.
Yeah, thank you for coming in early this morning. And I do appreciate you letting us do the show.
Have a great day.
All right. Well, folks, we've done it again. We've had the principal win. We talked about this. She's the bomb. So to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And just remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It really is true this time, because you can get sick hanging with the wrong crowd. Be safe.
No question.
That mask on. Wash your hands. Take a bath. Well, I don't know if I took the bath.
No, please.
Yeah, please. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. A young man, be a man. I'm still saying that. Pull up your pants.
Starting to see it more again.
What? It's coming back?
It's coming back.
Man, hip surgery. Gonna be hip doctors out there. The Views Special Schools on FSA Views, the University of Wayne Township, Benjamin High School, John 98.9. My views of me and my guests. Until next week, who I got next week? Anybody in the MU? We'll find somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe a scarecrow or a pumpkin.
I think turkey. Next week is, I just booked it.
Senior moment.
It was going to be flu shots, but that kind of fell through. And I just booked
it. Oh, get a flu shot.
Too. Oh, the Thanksgiving food drive.
Food drive. Gobble, take me a turkey.
Yep.
Gobble, gobble. We'll see you next week on School Talk.